I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. The Shlach HaKadosh, Abishai Horowitz, laments a practice that he observed in his generation, which he called B'dor HaRah HaZeh, this terrible, this bad generation. And what was this practice that bothered him so much? That a couple, before they got married, they would get together, and the chassan would hug and kiss his kala. Mechabik u'menashek osa. And he decries such a practice. Ola naim shekach rolos, woe to the eyes to observe such a practice. Va'ola is naim shekach shomos, woe to the ears that hears about such a practice. And then he challenges his contemporaries. He challenges the contemporaries, the other rabbis in his generation. V'tam ani al chachmi hador. And I wonder about the other chachamim of the generation, the other rabbanim in his generation. Says sovlin es ha'avon hagadol hazeh, that they tolerate this terrible sin, ubiyadam limchos, they have the ability to be mocha, they have the ability to condemn those who practice such, ve'ena mocha, and they don't protest. In the Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf, Menhei, we discuss as well the importance of Rabbanim, and not just Rabbanim, anyone who has the ability to be mocha, to protest a wrongdoing, he has the responsibility, he has a chiyuv to do so. Therefore, the Shlomo was challenging the other Rabbanim of his generation. Why is it that they tolerate this laxity in observance, and why don't they condemn it? Why don't they protest? Nearly 75 years later, Björn Lansdorf for the Mi'il Tzedaka wrote a tshuva on this topic, and he as well starts off the tshuva decrying this terrible practice that a chassan and kala would hug and kiss even before they got married. He points out that it seems that the practice was at the engagement party. That's when this would happen, and it was extremely widespread, and he discusses why don't the Rabbanim protest? Why is it that the Rabbanim tolerate the community having such a practice, which is so clearly usur, which is so clearly prohibited? So after a long tshuva, the Mi'il Tzedaka develops that the prohibition of someone hugging and kissing, showing affection to a nida, may not be explicit in the Torah. While it's certainly biblically prohibited, it's not explicit in the text. And therefore you're able to invoke an idea which Tosfos on the top of our daf, Shabbos daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, references of Mutav Shiyu Shogen Va'ayu Mezidin. It's better not to protest. It's better not to notify them about the severity of the prohibition in order to allow people to continue this practice unaware of its severity, and therefore they wouldn't receive such a bad punishment since they are unaware of its severity. However, this idea of Mutav Shiyu Shogigen, as Tosfos explains, is only if you know that they won't listen. And therefore asks the Mi'il Tzedaka, how could I be so certain that the community won't listen to the Rabbanim? If all the Rabbanim would in fact protest, perhaps the community would listen. How could we be so certain? As the Gemara in today's Daf asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, I may know they may not listen, but how would you know they may not listen? Lefenecha migaloi? Did they know? Do you know that they're not going to listen? And therefore suggests the Mi'il Tzedaka that there can be a test. There can be guidelines of when we could determine that the community won't listen. And that is, as it says, Yeshlomer b'davar she'achzu lahem minig b'farhesya. Something that the community has a practice, in which they do in public, mikri gali lo nishelo yikablu. That can be considered that we are aware that they won't listen. If they're so brazen that they have this practice in public, and it's widespread, we can be confident that even if we protest, they still won't listen. And therefore, that's the basis that the Mi'il Tzedaka suggests. Why is it the Rabbanim? He answers the challenge of the Shla. Why is it that the Rabbanim don't protest this terrible practice? Because since it's so widespread, they felt that people won't listen. And since it's not explicit in the Torah, there is no Chiyuv Tochacha.